Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Lord, this is your day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah is the highest praise on tonight, on this evening. And we thank God who has given us life and life eternal. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I know you and I are in search of that abundant life. As a matter of fact, we already have it. Glory be to God. I pray that you are living in abundance. I pray that your joy is overfilling. I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that a praise for God continually be in your mouth. To God be the glory. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm joined by my beautiful, wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the New Creation Church family. We welcome you to our Tuesday night prayer. Jesus asked his disciples, could you not pray or can you not pray with me for 1 hour? It's amazing how he put a time limit on it because he was trying to really say to them, glory be to God, that when we put forth the effort to pray, I believe heaven rejoices. And it is an effort. It really is an effort to pray sometimes with the busyness of life and so much is going on in our world. But we thank God for you tonight, and we thank God that God has called us to pray on these Tuesday nights. I'm going to read a scripture at the outset that's been in my spirit, coming from Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. The Bible says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2 says, bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Help us, God. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Verse 7 is what I wanted to get to. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall all the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary, glory be to God, in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap. And my Bible is underlined, if we faint not. Let that be our prayer tonight for God to strengthen us when we're feeling weak, or to give us the energy when we're feeling weary. Because he says in his word, in due season, if we faint not, we're going to reap a bountifully wonderful harvest. In the name of Jesus. So, Pastor, preach that thing on Sunday. When there is purpose, you can't quit. And the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. All of us on this prayer line, we're doing good on these Tuesday nights. We're doing something positive and something that God has commanded us to do, to pray without ceasing. Yes. In the name of Jesus. So this good work that you and I do, we're sowing to our spirits. He said, if you sow to the Spirit is going to reap. And we're going to pray tonight. We're praying your strength in the Lord. We're praying for God's blessings to overtake you and your household. We're praying for the favor of God to rest upon you and your life. We're praying that sickness and disease cannot dwell in your body. The word says he is the healer of some of our diseases. That's right, Bible scholars. That's wrong. He said he is the healer of all of our diseases. Glory be to God. So if sickness finds itself in your body, it doesn't belong there. And we're going to pray because God is a healer. If you have a worried mind, we're going to pray for God to deliver. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It called us to be not weary in well-doing. You told us through your word, don't get tired of doing good. You told us in your word, hallelujah, press, press, press to do good and press to prosper. Be diligent in what you do. That's the name of my wife's publishing company. Diligent Publishing Company, because she wanted to be diligent in writing books. She wanted to be diligent in helping other authors. She wanted to be diligent with a no-quit attitude, and diligence is what you and I need. Glory be to God. So, Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for being diligent. Your word says through James, the brother of Jesus, it's just a test. And when we persevere, glory be to God, we'll be wanting nothing. So I pray right now for all of us on this prayer line to persevere through adversity, to persevere through trouble, to persevere through problems. In the name of Jesus. Oh, your problems might last, but they won't outlast you. Glory be to God. Long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. That means if God allowed it, you can handle it. In the name of Jesus. Well, Pastor, why do I got to go through? I don't know, but it's one of the fruit of the Spirit, long suffering. None of us wants to suffer. None of us wants to go through painful moments. None of us want to deal with trouble. In the name of Jesus. That's why we pray for God to make us stronger, not necessarily to make the problem go away. But I believe through the power of prayer that our God is bigger than any problem. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Our God is bigger than any situation. It's bigger than any circumstance. It's bigger than any problem, any mountain in your life, any stumbling block in your life. In the name of Jesus, God asked Sarah a question, and I'm going to ask that question to us tonight. Is anything too hard for God? Absolutely not. Is anything too hard for God? So when we pray, it changes our perspective. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we're going to pray tonight because I once heard when we take our minds off of our problems and help somebody else, our problems get smaller in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. Bear one another burdens as we read in the scripture. You said carry each other load. You said help one another. You said pray for one another. Confess your faults to one another that we might be healed. I need you and you need me. Hezekiah penned that song so beautifully. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. Ah, glory be to God. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. Any survivors on the line tonight, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for supernatural strength for every person under the sound of my voice. We pray for supernatural ability to get through any dilemma in life. We pray, Lord, for an impartation of your Spirit. Glory be to God. You said with man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So, Lord, help us to believe your word tonight. The word says we believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. Don't let the devil deceive you, beloved. Don't let the devil lie to you. He is a liar. The devil is a liar. You are more than a conqueror. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. You're already a winner. Matter of fact, you've been born to win. Glory be to God. You are victorious. Oh, hallelujah to God in the highest. Speak the word of God. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Your words have power. Your words have authority. That's why we're binding up the devil tonight. That's why we're binding up principalities tonight. The word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers in dark places, against the people that's trying to stop your blessings and your destiny. We bind up every spirit that's not of God tonight. We bind up every demon on assignment, every curse that has been spoken over our lives. We bind that thing up. The word said to the prophet Isaiah, every wagging tongue, every word spoken against us shall be dealt with, and no weapon formed against you and I will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. I love the Lord tonight. My mother taught me a wonderful psalm, Psalm 35. Contend with those who contend against me. Fight with those who fight against me. My mother used to love that song. So you and I have enemies. You and I have haters. You and I have people who don't want to see us succeed. But they have no authority. They have no power. They have no rule over our lives. If God said it, if God has blessed you, if God has breathed on you, it shall surely come to pass. Nobody can stop what God has purpose for you. The Bible says, my wife quoted often, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, plans of a hope and a blessed future. In the name of Jesus. So as you're on this prayer line, I plead the blood over your life, that everything you touch will turn to gold, that everywhere your foot go, go ahead and look for the house. Go ahead and apply and go to the job. Go ahead and go to college and apply for your tuition. Go ahead and step out on faith and walk on water like Peter did. God is waiting for you and I to step it up. Oh, glory be to God. It's not time to give up. It's time to step up. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost. Pastor said, I hear the sound of abundance on Sunday. And our church got happy. We saw the families coming to new creation. We saw the teenagers coming to new creation. We saw the money that we need coming to new creation. We saw the resources that we need coming to new creation. He said, the things which are invisible will be made visible. Oh, I hope you believe the Bible like I do tonight. I believe the word of God because he said his word will not come back void. It might be invisible tonight, but it's going to be visible on tomorrow. Just hang in there. Be not weary in well-doing. Hang in there, beloved. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. In the name of Jesus, the word says all of those in Hebrews 11, Moses and Joseph, the harlot, I forgot her name, who helped the spies, Rahab. All of those live by faith. And God is calling you and I to live by faith. Moses and Abraham and Sarah, the people of faith. Glory be to God. He said we have such a cloud of witnesses that you and I should look to the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, I need to slow down a little bit. He said, look to the author and finisher of our faith. That means Jesus is writing our story. That means sometimes we got to turn the page on yesterday. That sometimes he's writing a new chapter in our lives. And through the power of prayer, in the middle of it, we can praise him. Through the power of prayer, you and I can do the impossible. My wife and I believe. We believe that God's going to do a wonderful work through our lives and through our church. Oh, no devil in hell can talk us out of it. We've already been convinced. We've already been persuaded. Oh, glory be to God. There's a yes, Lord, in our spirit. Oh, the devil's trying to stop us, but he can't do it. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, is anybody facing opposition? Is there anybody opposing enemies? Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the war to the understanding. But the Bible says time and chance happens to us all. Just like a woman ready to give birth ready to deliver in the name of Jesus. I remember my wife carrying my daughter, and it was almost approaching the time, and they wanted to induce labor, but she delivered on her own. Glory be to God. And in due season, the scripture said, you and I will reap. Nobody can stop your season. Oh, glory be to God. Nobody can stop God's purpose for your life. Nobody can stop your harvest. Oh, money is coming your way. Your bank account may read zero today, but it's going to be zeros following a number. Oh, receive it by faith. It's going to be a lot of zeros following a numerical number in the name of Jesus. So don't go by what you see. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. You might be unemployed today, but God has a job with your name on it. If you're looking to be married, continue to pray for God to send the right one your way. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for my wife. We met in a bar. God answered prayers in the name of Jesus. And God is no respecter of persons. He's going to turn every negative situation around. I decree and I declare it over every life tonight. In the name of Jesus, don't you feel your strength coming back? Don't you feel your joy coming back? Oh, in the name of Jesus, we bind up depression tonight. We bind up worry tonight. We bind up stress tonight. We bind up unbelief. Oh, I felt the Holy Ghost when I said it. Unbelief. I preached that recently. Hebrews chapter 4. Because of their unbelief, they could not enter into the promised land. And you and I are going to enter in to our blessed place, just like Caleb and Joshua. They got to Canaan because they believed God. And you and I, through the power of prayer, I, Canaan, we are going to walk the land. We are going to possess the land. We are going to possess the promises of Almighty God. That's why that Bible said, Galatians, Paul wrote to that church, and he told them they were doing so many good things. But he said, be not weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap a harvest if you faint not. And if you read the book of Galatians, he says in the earlier chapter, who bewitched you? Who tricked you? Who deceived you? Who are you talking to? In the name of Jesus, don't talk to a fool. Don't talk to the wrong person. Don't talk to an unbeliever. Keep your ear in tune to the word of God. Keep your ear in tune to the real prophets of God. My wife is a real prophet, commissioned by God, affirmed by God, confirmed by God. Thus saith the Lord over your life, you are blessed. You are highly favored. You are anointed. Oh, in the name of Jesus, success is not what you become. Oh, John Maxwell, that's a motivational speaker and a preacher. He says success is not what you become, it is who you become. So we are all on a potter's wheel tonight, and God is making us and molding us and shaping us into what he wants us to be. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So keeping on. Keep trucking on. Oh, there was a wonderful song out years ago. Ain't no stopping us now. And it ain't no stopping you now. Ain't no stopping us now. Order our steps through your word, dear Lord. Lead us, guide us every day. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our pathway. Let the Lord lead you. He led them by a pillar of cloud by day. A minister just preached at our church. Minister Andre Singley preached that thing. And he led them by a pillar of fire at night. But now God leads us by the Holy Spirit. The greater one is on the inside of you than he that is in this world. The Holy Spirit was a promise of God. He said, I will send you the promise. I will send you the comforter. And it will lead you into all truth. But he tells us and he warns us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Too many Christians are grieving the Holy Spirit. Not on this prayer line. And that's why we're praying for Christians to step up. The whole earth groan for the real believers. This world is not falling apart. because people like us are praying.
Yes.
This world still has a chance because a remnant is still praying. God is tarrying. Peter said he wished that none would perish, but all come to repentance. They said God is tarrying. Where is your God? God is holding on. God is being patient with us. God is praying for us. God is believing for us. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, interceding.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's what we are doing tonight. We are interceding.
Hallelujah.
We are prayer warriors. We are interceding on behalf of our families. Matter of fact, I pray for every family right now that God would bless you. I pray for deliverance for your children. I pray for deliverance over that marriage. I pray for God to give you that job. I pray for God to bring your house in order. I pray for things to come in order under your roof. I pray in the name of Jesus for more strength in your life. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, have mercy on us. We celebrated Thanksgiving, and we thank you for the food. We thank you for the family. We thank you for the fellowship. But, Lord, we thank you for faith. We thank you for the family of believers. Because if you keep reading the scriptures that I read, it said especially be good to Christians. Especially be good to those who believe like you. He said to Galatians, be especially good to those who live by faith, because God know it's hard for us. God know it will be challenging for you and I. God knows those of us who are born again, those of us who are blood brought, those of us who are Christians. He knew we would be having a hard way to go, so he told us to lift each other up. He told us to pray for one another. That's why I thank God for this new creation prayer line. I thank God for you who call every Tuesday night. I thank God for the love that we see passing out on this prayer line every Tuesday. I thank God for your life. I thank God for breakthrough. Ooh.
Oh,
I said there's a breakthrough coming your way. There's a mighty miracle being manifested right now as I speak. Somebody on this line have been praying, and God says he's going to show you his power. He's going to show you who he is. I've seen so many mighty miracles in my life. My wife and I has witnessed God answering our specific prayers. My wife and I and the New Creation Church family and all of you on this prayer line, I'm sure you got a testimony in your history of the goodness of God. I don't know sometimes how he paid the rent, but he paid it. I don't know how he made the mortgage payment, but he made it. I don't know how some of us have kept our right mind, but through the power of prayer, we are still here. Oh, in the name of Jesus. That's why we don't just thank him on Thanksgiving, but we thank him on this prayer line. He said, bring your prayers and supplication to me with thanksgiving. Oh, I wish we could just praise God right now. I wish you just open up your mouth and start praising God. I wish you thank him for what he's already done. I wish you begin to lift your hands right where you are. If you're in your bedroom, if you're in your kitchen, oh, God, take the foolish things to confine the wise. Oh, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Begin to praise God. Begin to give him thanks. Begin to lift up your hands to heaven. Begin to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I exalt you. Lord, there's none like you. Oh, we celebrate baby Jesus born in Bethlehem this month. On December 25th, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But those of us who are believers, we celebrate the resurrected God. We go, glory be to God. The grave couldn't hold our Savior. On the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. That's why we praise him, because there's no God like him. That's why we praise him, because he's Jehovah. That's why we praise him, because he's El Shaddai. That's why we praise him, because he's Jehovah Nissi. That's why we praise him, because he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider and my provider. So as my wife prays and continue to pray, as we take prayer requests on the second half of this hour, believe God.
Hallelujah.
I pray that you believe God.
Hallelujah.
That scripture says, be not weary in well-doing. I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to charge you to keep doing good. Keep praying for your family. Keep praying for your church. Keep praying for this world. In the name of Jesus, what we sow, we shall reap. And right now, we're sowing good. We're doing good. This seed of prayer is going into the soil of the living God, and it's going to be a tree planted that nobody can undo or unroot. In the name of Jesus. New creation, we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So as we continue to pray, let God get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary, God. We thank you, Lord, for the redemption of our sins, God. We thank you for forgiveness of our sins, God. We thank you, Lord, for picking us up, oh God, turning us around. Lord, we thank you for putting our feet on solid ground. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving us another opportunity at life, God. We thank you that your plan was greater than our plans and that your thoughts are greater than our thoughts, God. We thank you, Lord, that even though we went through trials and tribulations,
yes,
and even though we've had experiences in life that were not easy, God, that you did not allow them to take us out, God, but you continue, oh God, to be our power. You continue to be our strength. You continue to be the lifter of our heads. So, Lord, we thank you for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for being our solid rock, that will in the middle of the will. We thank you, Lord, for being that lily in the valley, God. We thank you, Lord, for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother, God. And although people have let us down and walked away from us, God, you never leave us, you never forsake us, but you are always with us, God. We rejoice in you on tonight, God. You are our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that the circumstances that we encounter were not able to get us down. And God, we shake off frustration on tonight, and we shake off the venom of the viper on tonight, and we shake off disillusionment on tonight. We shake off discouragement on tonight. We shake off depression on tonight. We shake it off. We shake off sadness on tonight, God. We shake off doubt and worry on tonight, God. We shake it off, and we bind up the spirit of fear, oh God. You have not given us a spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of intimidation, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. Lord, we walk in our power tonight. We thank you, Lord. We are a royal priesthood, oh God, a peculiar people, oh God. We are not wimps, oh God, but we are warriors, oh Lord. We are warriors in the kingdom, oh God, in the kingdom, in your kingdom on tonight, God. No weapon formed against us can prosper. We declare that we are the head and not the tail, that we are the top and not the bottom, that we are above and never beneath, that there is no weapon, nothing that can be sent against us that can prosper, oh God. Lord, we declare, oh God, hallelujah, that we already have the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are prosperous in everything that we do. Hallelujah. As we delight ourselves in your word, as we meditate on it day and night, we make our way successful, oh God. And we have good success, and we make our way prosperous, oh God. And as we delight ourselves in you, not sitting in the seat of scorners, not hanging out with naysayers, oh God, but as we delight ourselves in you, oh God, hallelujah, that we will be like trees planted by streams of water, and everything that we do will prosper. Right. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that before we live the day, that all of our days were written in your book, that you have divine purpose for us, oh God, and we are walking in divine purpose, not looking to the left and not looking to the right, God, but we're going to stay on the battlefield, oh God. We're going to put our hands to what you have ordained for us to do, God. You have given us dreams. You have given us vision. You have given us, God, hallelujah. You have given us, oh God, hallelujah, endeavors, oh God. You have given us purpose, huh? Oh God, hallelujah. And we are like Jesus. We shall not die until our purpose is fulfilled, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you get the glory in our lives. We give you, oh God, permission. Permission is granted, oh Lord, for you to get the glory out of our lives, oh God. We are not people pleasers, but we are God pleasers. We are not seeking the approval of man, oh God, but we are seeking your approval on tonight, God. Lord, we delight ourselves in you, and it is our prayer that you will be pleased with us, oh God. Lord, we offer up to you the sacrifice of praise, oh God. We give you the fruit of our lips, hallelujah. We come to you with open hearts and outstretched hands, oh God. We come, Father God, seeking your face, oh God. Oh, God, seeking your mercy, thanking you for your grace, oh, God. Thank you for your mercy, which is new every day, oh, God. Lord, you are mighty, God. You are an awesome God. You are a magnificent God. There is none like you, oh, God. Lord, we have searched all over, and we have not found anything or anybody greater, oh, God. There is none like you, oh, God. Hallelujah. So we declare on tonight, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. Lord, we put our trust in you, oh God. We put our hope in you, oh God. We put our faith in you, oh God. We will not be like the Israelites, oh God. We will not be like the Israelites of old, oh God, that did not make it into the promised land, oh God, because they did not mix your word with faith, oh God. But Lord, we mix your word tonight. We mix your word with our faith, and we believe, Lord, that what you have for us is for us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for releasing the money, and we thank you for releasing the clients, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sending the people, oh God, into our lives that you have sent, oh God, to help us in our purpose, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for blessing our families, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on tonight, God. You are worthy, God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for total success. We thank you, Lord, that failure is not an option with you, that we are already more than conquerors, that we are already victorious, that we already are overcomers, that we already have the power. We already have the tenacity. We already have it in us, everything that we need, God, that you have on the inside of us, oh God. So, Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We don't go by what we see, and we don't go by what we feel, oh God, but we go by what you have said, oh God. We hear the sound. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the fulfillment of your word. I hear the sound of the manifestation of your promise. I hear the sound of purpose being fulfilled. I hear the sound of dreams being realized and visions being made manifest in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We magnify your name, oh, God. We lift up our heads, oh, ye gates, hallelujah. We lift our heads and our eyes towards heaven, oh, God, knowing where our help comes from, oh, God. And if you, Father God, have all good things in mind for us, oh, God, hallelujah, we shake off and we reject, oh, God, the negativity of this world. We reject, oh, God, hallelujah, the naysayers and Father God, the negative report, oh God, and that's what we believe your report, oh God. We declare and decree, oh God, that we will serve you. We declare and decree that we will trust you. We declare and decree that we will believe you, oh God. We declare and decree that we will worship you, oh God. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that we will hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God, believing, oh God, that there is no good thing. Your word says there's no good thing. There's no good thing. There's no good thing that you will withhold from those of us who love you, oh God. And today we declare our love. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. I wish somebody would worship God with me. Hallelujah. We worship you today, God. We magnify your name. We exalt you on today, God. We lift your name on high today, God. I pray that you would pierce every heart, God. I pray that you would lay your hands on every person, oh God, even under the sound of my voice, God, even on this prayer line, that we would have an encounter with you like none other, oh God. Lord, awaken us, oh God. We'll awaken that sleeping spirit within us, oh God. Awaken everything that's trying to sleep and everything that's trying to die. In the name of Jesus, I speak life right now over every individual on this line. I speak life. I speak blessings. I speak prosperity. I speak hope. I speak joy. I speak power. I speak purpose. I speak victory over your life right now. I speak deliverance. I break and destroy every yoke, every chain, every hindrance that's trying to hold you back. We declare it broken.
Every chain.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. I bind up the hand of Satan. I come against the hand of the adversary, and we break every curse, every word curse, every hex, every spell spoken by every witch, and we declare right now, oh God, that that place is blessed, that house is blessed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we send your anointing to 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Let your spirit dwell in that place, oh God. We worship you on today, God, that lives will be changed, that souls will be saved, oh God, that the sick will be healed, oh God. Hallelujah. Those who are depressed will be filled with your joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We go from the top of that church to the bottom, and we sweep it clean. And we sweep out every evil spirit right now that's lurking in the shadows. And we declare that there's no weapon formed against your church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your church in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said you were coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, oh God. Let us be that church, that kind of church. Let us be that part of the body, oh God. Let every church under the sound of my voice be that church, oh God, without spot or wrinkle, oh God. Let us line up according to your word. Let us preach your doctrine. Let us teach your word. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Let us raise up a people who are filled with fire, who are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, who are filled with love for you, God, who are walking in relationship with you, oh God, who are holding on to your unchanging hand, oh God. Let us be examples, my husband and I, to your flock. Oh, Nana Moko Shelley, aka Nama Mama. Help us to stand, oh God, when others are falling, God. And help those who are falling to stand, oh God. And God, hallelujah. Help your leaders and build up your leaders and build up your pastors. Build up your shepherds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for every family, the Callow family and the Etna family, the Leek family, oh God. Hallelujah. The Davis family, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Simmons family, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for every family, God. Hallelujah. The Tucker family, God. We thank you for every family, God. Hallelujah. Sister Shafiqua, God. Hallelujah. Every family. Hallelujah. 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 Singly family, God. In the name of Jesus, every family, God, one by one and name by name, oh God, that you send into that church, oh God, the Luke family, God. In the name of Jesus, we bring every family to you, God. We bring every young person to you. We bring every need to you, God. Meet every need of every individual that you have assigned to New Creation Christian Ministry. Touch Sister Carmen, oh God. Comfort her and keep her, oh God. Continue to heal her, oh God. Continue to bless her, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Lori Davis and the loss of her foster mom, oh God. We pray healing over her life right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the days and the memories that you have given them, but comfort that whole family, God, even during this time of bereavement, oh God. We lift up to you, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God,
yep.
And we ask, Father God, that you continue to heal her, regulate her breathing, give her the oxygen, the ample amount of oxygen that she needs, oh God. Hallelujah. We speak peace, oh God. We speak to that whole facility, God, and we speak divine favor over Evangelist Page's life, God, to every nurse, every attendant, oh God, that they will know that they are, Father God, caring for your most precious child, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand. Thank you for Dolores Tucker and her daughter who was in the accident, God. Thank you for keeping Sister Maisha, oh, God, keeping her from harm, God. Bless every leader. Bless every member, God. Bless every family. But, oh, God, and we ask, Father God, that you will bless those who are there. Bless those who you have already sent, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will bless those that you call to their house that have not yet arrived, oh God. We remove every hindrance, oh God, from them coming and taking their rightful place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the sons and daughters that you've spoken your word are coming to New Creation Christian Ministries from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and it is so. And it is so. Bless my mother, Mother May Thomas, my sisters, her children, her grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to heal her, prosper her, bless her, keep her, encourage her. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless Sister Maria, oh God, who's faithful to this prayer line, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your hands upon her life. We thank you for divine favor on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her coming and her going. We thank you, Lord, for blessing every person under the sound of my voice, huh? Oh God, oh God, bless. Blessings are overflowing. I just see an overflow of blessings being poured out on this prayer line. God is pouring out his blessings to those who are here, those who have a heart to receive what God is doing in this season. We see your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. God is pouring out his blessing. Hallelujah. God is pouring out blessings. Overflow. Overflow is coming to your house. Hallelujah. Overflow. I want to pray for Erica Anderson over in Chicago. Lord, bless that young lady. Bless her for the seeds that she sowed into my life, into this ministry, oh God. Bless her for the encouragement, the words of encouragement that she sends, oh God. Bless her and bless her indeed, oh God. In the name, I just see overflow. It's like overflow, rivers of living water. Overflow. God is washing over your life, and he's washing out the contamination that the devil sent. The devil tried to contaminate your spirit, and I see God washing it out. I see the anointed waters washing over your life, and they're healing you. Somebody on this line, you've had problems with your shoulder. Your left shoulder has been giving you pain. You have these pains coming and going, and God is just saying, just begin to receive his healing. God is healing that shoulder in the name of Jesus. He's sending his healing to you in the name of Jesus. Somebody's having problems in that leg area. Hallelujah. You've been having some stiffness, and God said, just begin to move it. Begin to move it. God is loosening up your joints. You've been having problems with arthritis. My God, and God says, I'm sending heat. I'm sending you. You should be feeling the heat of the Lord right now as God is healing you in that area, and he's taking away that arthritis in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, somebody's been having migraines. You've been having headaches. My God, hallelujah. I speak the peace of the Lord to you right now. I speak healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. That headache is right in the upper brain, right front of your head. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God, it just broke. Hey, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Back to that shoulder. God is healing it. Begin to move that arm around. God is healing that shoulder. Hallelujah. He's going to allow you to raise your hands. He's going to allow you to praise him again. Hallelujah. Just begin to lift your hand. God is loosening it. Break it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's just breaking. I see the pain trying to travel across your back, and God God is just breaking it. It's coming out right now. The heat of the Lord is being sent to that back area to heal you. The power of God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's been having panic attacks. My God, I speak peace to you. I speak the peace of the Lord. God says, don't worry. Don't worry. He said, as he takes care of the birds in the air, will he not much more take care of you? Every need is met according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Do not worry. Do not worry. The peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of the Lord be with you. I speak peace be still to anxiety. Peace be still. God says, don't be anxious for anything. Peace be still in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer. Even as we open up the prayer lines, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We see that hand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We see that hand, and God is so good. He is a restorer of our youth. Area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I hope you guys are having a nice evening. I am calling to thank God for his grace and his favor over my life. I am calling because I am having problems on that left shoulder that you're talking about. And I received that prayer in Jesus' name, and I know that I will be healed. I'm also calling to thank you for the prayers that you prayed on my aunt a week or two ago. And I just want to say that she has improved a whole lot. And hopefully they should be sending her back to the nursing home where she was at because she was in the hospital when you prayed for her. So thank God and thank you and thank this prayer line for praying for my aunt. And I just want to give thanks to God for both of you. I mean, you guys have made a real big difference in my life. And God has made a big difference in my life, too. And I thank him. I love him. And, I mean, to God be all the glory. And praise God.
Amen, Sister Maria. It's always a blessing to hear from you. I tell you, since Sister Carmen has introduced us to you in this prayer line, you have been a blessing to this prayer line, and we thank God for you. You always call in, not necessarily concerned about yourself, but lifting up someone else. And that's what Christianity and the Bible commands us to do. Esteem others higher than ourselves. So I thank God for you doing that continuously. And we are thanking God for those praise reports that you received a healing in that left shoulder area. Pastor Prophetic says she saw that thing in her spirit, and as she prayed it, like you said, you're the one on this prayer line. It might be another, but you're the one we're speaking to. That left shoulder has been having some discomfort, and we're believing by faith that God has already dealt with it. That's why that sensation has been in that left shoulder area, because that means God is at work. So I thank God
thank
that you received it by faith. And that's what faith is all about. That's how we get healed, by faith. We do everything by faith. So I thank you that you received that prophetic word and that prayer of healing over your life. And your aunt, we heard the praise report from Sister Carmen, and God is a healer. He can do the impossible.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, he can turn around any situation.
Yes. And I thank God for that praise report, like you said, that situation was turned around. And God is a wonderful, good God. And when we pray to him, I believe heaven hears us.
Yes.
So thank you for that praise report. And like you said, you're receiving your healing. And we're looking for the praise report on that, where that left shoulder won't give you any more pain in that left shoulder area. We're believing for that praise report.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you very much.
Amen.
God bless you both.
God bless you.
Amen.
Keep listening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's Sister Maria. She is a blessing to this prayer line, calling all the way from the state of Georgia, and she calls with that praise report. And it's just an awesome thing. As you've said, Pastor, God can restore our youth, and whether it's arthritis, chronic headaches, migraines.
Yeah.
Sometimes as we age, pain begins to come to these bodies, but God heals us.
Amen.
And he delivers us.
Yeah.
Caleb said, from when he was 45 to when he was 85, he felt as young as he was 45 years earlier. And that's the kind of God that you and I serve.
Yes, Lord.
He is an awesome God, and he is a wonderful Savior. If there are any more prayer requests, we have a few more minutes left tonight, and we will tarry with you. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, there is power in prayer. There is power when we take authority over our situations. There is power when two or more are gathered in his name. He said, we shall touch and agree, and we shall have what we want of him if it's according to his will. So I thank God for you as we touch and agree on these Tuesday nights. The power of God is being released. Breakthrough is being released. Miracles are being manifested in the name of Jesus. God is turning situations around. He may be working behind the scenes, but he is at work. So delay does not mean denial. Oath. I know you may have wanted it earlier, what you're praying about, but as we read at the outset, that scripture said, in due season, it's going to happen. So until then, God will give you the ability to hang on until he manifests that miracle that you've been longing for. So if there are any more prayer requests, we're going to continue to pray tonight. I just feel the Holy Ghost on this line. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we continue to pray for New Creation Church. We continue to pray for every person on this prayer line. We continue to believe you by faith, because you said in your word that without faith it's impossible to please you. And we have some people on this prayer line that want to please you. We don't want to please man, we want to please God. And when we do that, man will get some of the glory, but we must please God. We must obey his will and his ways. We must go to God in prayer. We must bring our cares to God. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Some things are too heavy for you to carry. Some things are too weighty for you to solve. Yes, you're intelligent. Yes, you're gifted in many areas. Yes, God has anointed you. But there are certain things in our lives that he wants us to come to him with. Jesus said, those who get weary, burdened, and heavy laden, come unto him, and he will give you rest. If you find yourself restless, if you find yourself not able to sleep, Jesus says, come to me. He says, bring that to me. Bring those money problems to me.
Yes.
Bring that financial need to me.
Yes, yes.
Bring that homelessness and that joblessness to me. If you need an automobile, you need transportation,
yes,
bring that to me. If you need more wisdom, greater understanding,
yes,
bring that to me.
Yes.
Bring your sickness and your illnesses to
me.
Every disease is under his feet.
Thank you.
Every care is under his feet.
Thank you.
He says, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes, God.
Believe in God. Also believe in me.
Yes, God.
Jesus said, you will have many troubles in this world, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And if Jesus overcame the world, that means you and I will overcome the world.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
I'm not just talking opinion. He said, greater works than these will you do.
Yes, God.
So we're going to cast out demons. We're going to heal the sick.
Yes.
We're going to get folk delivered from strongholds.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get people breaking chains and delivered from curses.
Yes, God.
Pastor prayed that every curse be broken. Every stronghold be torn down from your life. Every familiar spirit being destroyed tonight.
Yeah.
In the name of
Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So as we continue to pray, again, just press 1 on your phone device if you need prayer. number one, and we will pray with you, and we will pray for you. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Yes, caller, we do see that hand in the name of Jesus. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Caller, we see that hand. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name tonight. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. This is Carmen. I'm calling because I wasn't feeling well when I started hearing the, when I got on the prayer line, my legs were feeling, they were feeling like tight and had a, like, stiffness and like tingling, and as you prayed, my legs are feeling much better now. And
Jesus,
hallelujah!
Yes, I'm feeling much better. And I also want to thank you for the prayers for my mother. I know my cousin Maria beat me to it, but I was gonna call you and thank you because she's 87 years old and she had been on the respirator and she made a turnaround really, really fast. In like a week, she's doing so good that she's going to be sent to the nursing home pretty soon. And she went to the hospital with a blood sugar of 1300, unresponsive, not being able to breathe. That's why they put her on the respirator. And for her age, she made a comeback in a week. And that is a miracle in itself. And I want to thank
Jesus.
You both for
wow,
your prayers.
Hallelujah.
God
hallelujah.
And he's been better to me than what I deserve. And I praise God and thank him. And I always thank God every day for my pastors because I love you guys.
Amen,
wow.
Sister Carmen.
Wow.
We love
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pastor says she's about to run, but we love you as well. And what a praise
wow.
Before your mother's 87 years of age.
Jesus.
Has
thank
some serious
Jesus.
Serious complications.
Thank you,
the vital signs and some of the organs wasn't working properly.
Wow.
And as you said, within a week's time, God turned that thing around.
Hallelujah.
That is a miracle.
Jesus.
That's a miracle in and of itself.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for that praise report.
Jesus.
Even
hallelujah.
Like you said, as Pastor was praying for somebody who had discomfort in that leg area,
mm-hmm.
and as she decreed and declared over the prayer line tonight, you felt the sensation and even a change in your
Jesus.
Physical condition
Jesus.
That your leg began to get better.
Jesus.
And that's the God we serve. Amen.
Before the prayer line, I was like, why am I feeling this way? What is going on? And then you guys started praying, and then I got up. I was laying down, and I said, oh, my God, my legs are not stiff. They're not tingling. You know, it was a horrible feeling I was feeling, and I was not too happy about it. And you guys pray for me, and I'm feeling so much better. And thank you so much. You've been a blessing in my life. God bless you always.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, and I'm praising God with you. We're praising God with you. That's a powerful, powerful report. Hallelujah. He showed me that area in the legs. And God gets all the glory, and we just thank God. You're a worshiper. You love Jesus. You know, you are always praising God in the sanctuary. You're praising God everywhere on the prayer line, and we just thank God for you and your commitment to your pastors and to the church, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church, how you have been faithful. And we just thank God. God said you've been faithful to him over a few things. He's going to continue to be faithful to you. God's going to keep blessing you. And we just thank God for that praise report about your mom. Hallelujah. How he gave her a miracle in a week's time. I didn't know it was that expensive. I knew she was on a respirator.
She was only on the respirator like for 3 days, and then they took her off. And my brothers were thinking that she was going to die. They were already thinking, oh, we have to make a decision to get her off the respirator. I said, you know what? Whenever it's God's time for her to go, she will go. whether they take her off the respirator or not. And I was just praying that God let your will be done. If you want to take her now, then take her. And if it's not your will, then you let her live. And so he did. And I thank God.
Amen. Amen. We're praising God with you. What a mighty God. Lord, we just thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for her mom. We thank you, Lord, for the praise report, the miracle. Lord, this is indeed a miracle. 87 years old, and you regulated her sugar, her breathing, her vital signs, oh God. And even now, God, when they thought that she would be leaving this earth, that she would be leaving the hospital to go to a nursing home, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you. You for your hand. Lord, thank you for showing yourself real, showing yourself mighty, showing yourself to be the one true God. So, Lord, we love you. Thank you for healing Sister Carmen. Thank you for healing her legs, God. Thank you, Lord, for total healing. I declare total healing in that leg area right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare total healing that God right now is just touching and beginning to continue to heal total healing in that leg area. Everything that was tightened up, the tingling, all of that is dissipating and going away, and God is giving you total flexibility and total healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. We love you, and thank you so much for calling in with the praise report.
You're welcome. I love you, too. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. And Sister Maria, God's giving you total healing. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord moving on this line. Anybody who has sickness right now, just raise your hands. God is giving you total healing on today. Sister Maria, even in that shoulder area, I see the pain is nagging. He's coming back. And God's giving you total healing. The fire of the Lord is moving through your body right now. And God is healing you by his miraculous power. He's still a healer. Even as he gave us the miracle of healing for your aunt, Maria, God has given you the miracle of healing, total healing. Anybody else who's suffering any pains in your body, God is releasing that, and he's regulating the kidney area and the heart area. He's bringing down blood pressure and cholesterol in the name of Jesus. Stay on your meds, but when you go back to your doctors, it's going to be a different report, says the Lord. Oh my, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Continue to take your meds, but when you go back to the doctor, it's going to be a different report, huh? In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you for the manifestation of healing. My God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for healing by the stripes of Christ. We declare healing on this line in Jesus' name for all who are afflicted with illness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. We're about to close out this prayer line, but keep your dream alive. Keep believing God. He has given you a vision. Without vision, the people perish. So keep that dream alive. If God has shown you something, hold on to it in the name of Jesus. He said you're going to be a homeowner. You're going to be in that home.
Mm.
If he said you're going to be married, you are going to be happily married.
Yes.
If he says that your body is going to be totally healed,
yes,
see yourself totally healed and pain-free.
Mm.
If you see yourself as an entrepreneur, owning your own successful business. Whatever it is that God has placed in your spirit, the devil is a liar. Don't believe him, but believe the word of God.
Yes.
So as we go down from this place, we're going to praise God. We're going to exalt his name. We're going to worship God because he is faithful and he is able. Receive this song in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless everyone. Good night.
We love you.
We love you. God bless.
When my problems